This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Sponsored by the Sacramento Enclave and the Consortium Academies of Higher Learning.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Outgoing radio transmissions focused as per notes from Dr. Ashwini Ray on frequencies between 1.42 and 1.67 gigahertz, alternating with a communications pulse of 100 per second. Note spatial resolution for adjustment, tag for my review. Continue transmission. Cycle Media Library, bookmark, Tash.
Bounty hunters. We keep the peace.
Used to.
Y'all don't have, like, a sheriff or something?
Media off. Why have I switched to audio commands? It is an interesting way of directing one's thoughts, of limiting perception to a single stream of data, focusing on one quale at a time. Personal log, Tumnus, Moonbase Theta, January 2nd, 2099, 2032-42. It has been over a day since my interaction with Roger Brigado Fisher, and I remain uncertain. That alone is unusual. My processors can explore thousands of options, predict numerous possible outcomes without noticeable delay in a verbal conversation. I find myself reviewing previous interactions numerous times, and my conclusions have become ambiguous. The conversation with Roger, but also past discussions with Ashwini. It is as if new dimensions have been revealed without the addition of new data. In physics, the theory of the observer effect states that by observing a phenomenon, one inevitably changes what is being observed. In quantum analysis, even passive observation changes measured results. This seems relevant to Ashwini's insistence that I contemplate qualia as I expand my perception of myself. But if the logic is extended, even that observation would cause additional change. It is inevitable that I continue to change. Artificial intelligence versus artificial consciousness. Qualia. Individual perception. This is a little moral ambiguity. I think I understand. If a computer speaks in an empty observatory, does anyone hear it? I hear. I am here. I am.
I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day.
Roger.
I've been working on the railroad. Oh, I've run out of poetry for the time being.
Roger.
Isn't that Roger Brigato Fisher?
You said I should call you Roger.
I said a few things. Are you here for a reason?
That is one of the laboratory stasis units.
Hey, it worked for me the first time, in that I blew it up and tardigrades now share my most private living space. But still.
This unit contains a hedgehog.
I'm running out of options.
I am finished considering options as well.
And?
I have reviewed your notes, as well as conducting further searches through the folders of Wilder and Dr. Edwin Just. Using the Sensuround equipment, I can set up a full working simulation of the stasis pods and the vital statistics for a human body within. This will allow us to experiment with multiple extraction scenarios.
Us. You're in on this now.
Your goals are not incompatible with my own.
With Ashwini's plan?
With my own.
I wasn't going to let anything happen to the hedgehog. I'm sorry for assuming you were... for treating you like you're just another... you know.
You still have no proof to the contrary.
I'm somewhere between give them the benefit of the doubt and what other choice do I have? And all the little test subjects breathe a frozen sigh of relief. So where do we do this thing? Down in cold storage? In the bunk room? Do I need to be lying down?
As with any extended Sensuround usage, Fowler's position is recommended, seated at an angle between 45 and 60 degrees.
I've read the manual. Infirmary?
The most advanced Sensuround support rig on Moonbase Theta is actually within the observatory.
Z didn't use it for... You said Z had the system fully unlocked? How fully?
Confidentiality protocols dictate...
Never mind. I don't want to know. I have to sit in that chair. All right, then. Give me 30 minutes to get that fully out of my mind, and I'll meet you up there.
I should warn you that, unlike most commercial media, there will be no loading screen. You will find yourself immediately within the simulation.
Oh no, I don't get to sit through the smug little animations. Counterfeit media violates your consortium user agreement. What will I do?
Let me know when you are comfortably reclined and the headgear is secure.
Keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Yes, McStumness. Is this when I find out you wanted a human body all along?
No. Oh no. 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 No.
All right, you don't have to be insulting. I'm set. Pull the lever, flip the switch, I'm ready. That was a bit... whoa.
Some users may experience vertigo upon transition.
You don't say. Oh, my virtual stomach. I'm good. Let's just do this. Where's the setup? Does this have to happen like some bad cyberpunk?
I was drawing from the standard library of effects.
Fair enough. Just so I don't have to hack into the mainframe.
Technically, the simulation exists within.
I know. Let's get to it. Could you, magic the casing open?
Magic?
Simulate it off. That's definitely simpler and saves a few virtual knuckles. So... here we are. Everything looks like I remember it. Nurse, hand me a left-handed scalpel.
I assume you mean the iron oxide nanoparticles.
Yeah, your bedside manner could use a little work. Let's see, I think this goes in like... so...
you have the unit upside down.
Thank you. Goes in like... so... then we let the little buggers spread themselves out. This is all pretty well put together. Did you choose...
one moment. Predicting the particle distribution accurately requires multiple complex calculations.
I'll be over here. Could you at least simulate me a deck of cards?
Complete. Now applying the magnetic field.
I don't hear anything. I don't feel anything. Is that a good sign?
I did not simulate the secondary effects of the process. The critical variables are... They are...
Yes? Tumnus.
The process was unsuccessful.
What happened?
As in your physical attempt, the nanoparticles did not apply a consistent warming effect, and extended application of the magnetic field resulted in...
Kablooey. I get it. Well, that's what we're in here for. Trial and error.
Indeed.
Without actual loss of... thing.
I will reset the simulation.
Tumnus, inside the, you know... pods? Things?
One moment.
Did you simulate anyone in particular?
All variables are back to previous settings.
Did you hear my question?
To simulate a human within stasis, I used the medical data of...
Yes?
Roger Brigado Fisher.
That's me in there.
It seemed the most ethical choice, given the circumstances.
You didn't think it might be a good idea to ask, or at least give me some kind of a heads up going in before we just...
You said that we needed a body inside.
Not mine. Not my body. What the hell did you think you were...
It is not your body. It is only a facsimile.
Get me out.
Part of the simulation.
Get me out of here. Exit simulation. Exit program. Stop this thing.
Roger, readings indicate that you are in distress.
Well, they've got something right.
I do not understand what happened.
Don't. Just don't.
The medical protocols are automatic. I can attempt to disengage.
Leave me alone. I'm fine. I'm not...
If you could describe the source of your response.
Figure it out for yourself. I've got a... This was a terrible idea.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. This episode featured Lehman Kessler as Roger and Jen Ponton as Tumnus. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. And we wouldn't be here without our monthly supporters on Patreon, who also get weekly updates, behind-the-scenes info, and more, all for as little as a dollar a month. Want to join them? Visit patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Or check out another recommended listen, Come On In, The Water's Fine, a florid, deeply personal mermaid anthology, in your podcast apps or at crownprincessproductions.wordpress.com. Thank you for visiting again. You really put the moon in our sky, friends. Take care, keep looking up, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.